Grain fires and grain dust explosions, threats to stored crops, structures, livelihoods, sometimes human life. These events can be caused by any number of factors.
What we see on the farm is grain storage structures or silos overheating from spontaneous combustion.
From grain too wet, or in some cases too dry, in a confined space, according to Penn State University farm safety expert Dave Hill. Ignition within a grain bin or elevator may occur from any number of sources. Among others,
a fire in a bin or in a silo in a plant facility generally would be caused from an overheated bearing or a bucket elevator that might be running off kilter or something like that.
No matter the cause, if you are a farmer or work in a grain bin, there are preventative and safety measures to take. For instance, make sure equipment from augers, bearings, motors, etc. are properly maintained.
I think a lot of fires will start if your maintenance program is not up to snuff.
Likewise, keep your bins and silo areas clean, preventing grain dust from accumulating and layering on and around motors and other electrical equipment.
Boy, that's just an accident waiting to happen. The motor could overheat, causing that dust to start a fire. And if the dust on a motor is pretty bad, dust next to the motor and next to the storage and next to the machinery is probably also bad.
Education and pre-planning are also key measures to prevent and contain grain bin fires and grain dust explosions. Hill says that means those whose living is made in agriculture should explain the ins and outs of the grain bin to their local volunteer fire departments.
I think agricultural interests should understand that in many cases, their local fire company may not be trained and equipped to deal with some of these structures and may not understand what's going on behind the walls, so to speak.
And for grain mill and elevator operators to educate employees in what to do if a fire occurs, from shutdown procedures to evacuation plans.
Training plant employees to mitigate on the small scale stuff, there's a fine line of how much do your plant people do before the fire company gets there. Certainly on the large scale things, to have escape plans and an accountability system so that everybody gets out of there and goes to this point, then somebody's in charge of identifying where are all the employees that's supposed to be.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.